Rafi, your question went around the globe.
Wow. Rafi's question was heard all the way in America, in the States. And I see Steve's correspondence over the waves. Rafi's question. I have to resolve Rafi's question. So, somebody on the other side of the world wants to say that, similar to what we suggested, that it's called a hashtag. To stop eating in order to do kiddush is a hashtag. That was a Bishwa. I'm sure good to see that you're listening. That was a Bishwa's Levinson thing. He said that it's called a hashtag just like he's not here, no, he was in the States. Right.
He's the source.
He's the one that asked that wanted to say the same test that I mentioned to you. I'm not very happy yet for him. Really not. That's for the moment where we're holding. There's another oil that was mentioned by Ravram and Daniel. They asked that if you started the Issa, I mean, if you started after the ninth hour, if you started the Issa, so when do you have to stop? Do you stop straight away, or do you stop only when it gets to nightfall? So Mitzkila, I thought you should stop straight away, because the whole reason why you're not allowed to eat is you should have an appetite. So if you should have an appetite, just stop straight away, in order that you should be able to have that appetite. But today, this morning, I found in my Mokum, which hidden away, tucked away, in this halach in Simon Top Ayin Aleph, so it talks about that before Shashir is allowed to have Matzah Shira, you're allowed to have that Matzah, which we don't, assume we hold that you don't have it, but the Sfarim hold you can. And then he says, and here's called the Machaba says, if you start eating before the Shashir, so if you start eating before the end of the ninth hour, and your meal slept out into the night, then it's okay. It's like Shabbos is in Shayim and Tovim, like every Shabbos, because you started Beheta, and you start Beheta, we pasken a mastikim, right? We pasken a mastikim. Truth is, here we're talking about Erev Pesach. So we'll see him at the Shem that we lemaitas, the next Gemara we haven't done yet, hold that every Yontav Poris Mapa or Mekadish. If you started Beheta, come Shabbos, come Yontav, you have to stop, cover over the food and make kiddush. That's how we pass him, which we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara. And therefore, the Mechaba passing the same is on Erev Pesach. So it says Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah says that if you start something, I'm just going to say what I want to say. If you started Beheta, come night time, after Hiskab is van Heta, Mikol Mokim Tzok, Lahafsi, you have to be Purit Mapo Mekadish, you have to stop and say Kiddush. That's Reina Mutalecho, Rak Abin Ashmoshes, and then you have to be Purit Mapo Mekadish. Sharitin, and this is my Mokim wanted to share with you. Ruadin, says the Sharitin. Afinim Hiskab be Issa. Even if you start to be Issa, you start after the ninth hour and you were not allowed to stop then. Even if you start the Issa, Ein Tzorich Lahastik. You do not need to stop until the nightfall. The Sagi prepares Mapa Mekadosh, and he's citing the Goyim. He's citing the Vilna Goyim. Saying this rule. So it comes out from the Sharatian here that if you started the Issa, if you started the Heta, doesn't that make a difference? You can keep eating until nightfall, and once you get to nightfall, you have to stop. Prepares Mapa Mekadosh. You cover over, which we haven't done that.
Yeah, no, yes, tomorrow. I mean, this or the heifer?
Regarding this halacha, right.
Just don't stop immediately. You're going to end up stopping
the
heifer. Don't stop immediately.
At night time, you have to stop, cover over the food, and make kiddush. And that's what we hold anyway, even
not
if
the Shabbos.
No.
On the way to the
Yeah.
That's your first cup?
That will be your first cup, right? Right. First cup. That's the answer of the gods we haven't had yet. First cup on the cousin.
It's exactly like what you
asked. Sorry, it's not Rabbi Yitzchak. You have to say, you make Kiddush, but you don't make Birkas HaMazon.
You will not make Birkas HaMazon.
It's the same words as Tosfos without it.
It's like Tosfos. Which Tosfos?
Because we're going to be all out of order with...
Right, it won't be out of order.
Oh, no.
It won't be out of order. Maybe old first cup on the cousin, it won't be out of order.
Sorry.
We have to see, it's the answer of the Gemara, the next Gemara, and there's lots of Rishonim. Lots of Rishonim. So it says, the Rashi found that we saw, so not like that. They said that you keep eating the meal, and then you bench, and you and then you make kiddush. Other Yisraelim say not like that. They say that even on Shabbos, right? And we have to have Yisraelim. Even on Shabbos, we hold Peres Mapa Makadish. So we have to share that one more.
Get it straight. What he just told us in the Shabbat thing is you make kiddush, but you don't say Peres Mapa.
Right. Your Peres Mapa, you cover it with the food, you make kiddush, you don't say Peres Mapa.
What did you do about the Peres Mapa with kiddush? You were drinking wine before.
Right, Mr. Bill brings it down. If you drank wine before, you wouldn't make Peres Mapa, according to that.
And you just make the Peres Mapa, make the kiddush.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Your friend who left it out, and that takes this would be okay.
No, because he made the Peres Mapa already, that's why.
Doesn't feel the spirit of the law.
Not Machaber. I read that. Sharon Tzion.
The first one, not on top. He says that.
That's when you start the Be'etah. Start the Be'etah, you don't need to stop. Yeah, no spirit at all. We're saying even if you start the Be'etah, the same as the flight.
And
if you start Be'etah, that's possible. You do not need to stop. That's clear. That's Rav Shram. That's not Machaber. That's Rav Shram. If you start the Be'etah, you don't need to stop. Starting Be'etah tells me once I start the Be'etah, then I'm involved in something, I don't need to stop.
It's praiseworthy.
No, nothing about that. Nothing about that. The Yisrael Adava is that before you start doing something, you have to take into account what's going to be in the future. So don't start eating if you're going to be not going to be able to have your meat, your matzah later on an appetite. But if it's not the stage when I have to worry about it on at the moment, it's with Zman Heta, it's before this month. It's not the stage when I have to worry about the future, so I have to start what I'm doing. Once you start what you're doing, there's no obligation to stop what you're doing because there's a mitzvah coming along. There's no obligation. Once the mitzvah arrives, then I have to start worrying about the mitzvah. That's the theory at the moment. So those were the points that were raised yesterday. We're now up to the Gemara Vayta. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Ein halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yosi. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosi. We do not pass not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosi. Hello, Peres Mapa Omekadesh. Rather, we pass in Peres Mapa Omekadesh. Here we have rather difficult statements. Ein halacha says Shmuel, halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosi. But what is it? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, if your eating comes nighttime, you have to clash the table and start again. The Yosi says you can continue eating. Don't need to worry about halal. Says if you don't struggle, that the halacha is not like him and not like him. What is the halacha? There is mafal mekadesh. You have to stop. You do not need to clash the table. Stop. Cover over the food and make kiddush.
Closer to Rabbi Yosi. It's the
most of Rabbi Yehuda. Which way do you want to look at it? It's got elements of Rabbi Yehuda because you're not allowed to continue eating. It's got elements of Rabbi Yosi. You don't have to clash the table. It's got elements of Rabbi Yosi, true, that you don't need to do for the mother. It's got elements of Rabbi Yehuda that you have to cover. So the question is, who is this opinion? Who is it?
The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that he didn't clash the table, but he meant for the sake of the mother.
Right. Right. So it's not like Rabbi Yehuda.
It's not,
that's what Rafi is saying. It's like a Biyasi because it's the same meal. On the other hand, it's like a Buddha because you're not allowed to continue eating. You have to stop.
That's it.
It's decided which way to look at it. So the Shaila is who does he pass him? So we saw this, Rashbam will see it again. Rashbam holds that, what was it? Maybe we didn't see this, Rashbam. Like a Buddha, says Rashbam, like a Buddha. Tama mafsikin, the mafsak is a shulchan, which means being ate at a shulchan. But okay, if you see, Tama hinsach, lafsik lau, ali yigmi sudasai, afin mishach ha-sheikho. Yivauchu bechaz amazai. That's why Biasi holds. Biasi holds that you finish your meal, then you bench, then you bring the second kohes. Lekidosh. Because it's time to come on Mishmaitin. Like we're going to learn soon. So who is, what does he hold? Elo, Poyos, Mapala, Maicho. He covers over the food, because in cold, Shabbos, is a shana, like all the Shabbos of the year. Shevi, Lechem, Anashul, Kon, Kedim, Kiddush. He brings food to the table before Kiddush, because it's time to come on. Every Shabbos, it says in the Shabbam, you bring food to the table before Kiddush, and then you can't make Kiddush with the Chametz there. So you cover them. So says to him. So that's why we have this idea of covered over the Chametz. So says to him, you've already got the food on the table, and you're about to make Kiddush. You should cover over the food before you make Kiddush, and then make Kiddush.
Is it a truth that Kiddush of our ownership of it?
No. It's the proof that if the chalas on the table, you have to cover them. No proof. So just like every Shabbos, when they have the chalas on the table, they have to cover it. So here, the chalas on the table, you have to cover it. What is the proof is that you don't need to remove the chalas from the table before making kiddush. That is true. Now if you have the chalas on the table, you can leave them on the table, just cover them. Hello, praise my mapala mapa. I'm just going over that line. Praise mapala mapa. Kizin kol shavs eshono. Shevir lechem on the table. They brought the lechem on the table before kiddush, and you cover them. What is a bit of a kiddush? Is why do you have to cover the chalas? How many reasons do you know why you have to cover chalas? So we're going to learn that Amir Hashem still. But one reason says Rashi. Which reason? Speak.
So you don't embarrass the normally rocket person, proud, which would be in this case.
Why are you embarrassing him?
Normally he takes presents and meals to be sending the meals to me for the Suda. Now I'm saying, you wait a minute, I have something else to do. And I never heard of red going up in the
peace line. One thing. Rabbi said that it's quite mouthful in one sentence. It's probably very accurate. But normally people understand that if you have bread or you have wine, you normally have to make the broth on the bread before the wine. And here we're making the broth on the wine before the bread. And if so, it's a bizoyan to the bread. It's an embarrassment to the bread, right? You don't have the bread. That you're making broth on the wine instead of the bread. That's the normal way of understanding. The issue is, in this situation here, you're not going to be making a new bayim in Hamoitzi Lechem La'aretz. You've already made Hamoitzi Lechem La'aretz earlier, in the middle of your meal. You've already made Hamoitzi Lechem La'aretz.
Why cover it?
If so, why cover it? Right? So if you medayik well what Rafi said an answer to this. I know Rafi didn't even cut what he said, I said it was a mouthful. Rafi said an answer to this. Right? Yeah, the question is, if the reason why you cover it is just because you have to make a bracha on the bread before the wine, and here you're making bracha on the wine before the bread, so you shouldn't cover it. The answer is that it's not because you have to make the bracha on the bread before the wine. The bread is more kosher. So the fact that he's doing something with the wine instead of doing it on the bread, that is the design for the bread. So you're making kiddush on the wine. The bread saying sticha, I'm more kosher. Make kiddush on me. Make kiddush on the bread. So therefore you have to cover the bread in order not to embarrass the bread.
I thought we were eating the bread.
We've eaten some of the bread. Now you want to make kiddush. Says the bread, make kiddush on me.
No.
Say, I shall hold the bread and say, I shall get some of the bread. Why are you taking a cup of wine?
Okay, but in a situation where you had eaten all the bread in this meal that you shouldn't have had in the first place.
Well, you could have had. We're not saying it was awesome to have. You were allowed to have this meal. You started the heter.
Oh, because...
Right, you started bad, then you start to stop. So you started bad, you started your meal early on. So then comes the night, you cover over and you make kiddush on the wine. Right, so there we're in the middle of the restaurant. So the restaurant said,
you have to cover over.
The other reason for covering,
right? The other reason for flour.
Oh, very good, very good. Says the Rashbam, another reason why you cover it. Hinamishum siluk pturo. There's a halacha that you have to bring the bread l'shem yontif, right? L'shem Shabbos. You should bring the bread l'shem Shabbos. But normally, in the olden days, they used to make Kiddush, and then they would bring the bread l'shem, they'd bring the whole table. In the olden days, they used to bring tables. They didn't bring bread. They used to bring tables with the bread on l'shem yontif. Nowadays, we do not bring tables. We have one big table, and on the table we have all our food. So it's very common to lay everything out beforehand. So you have the bread there beforehand. So how are we showing we're bringing the bread l'shem Shabbos, or l'shem yontif? As you remove the cover, and that will be as if I brought in the same Shabbos. So those are the two reasons why you need to cover over the bread. And then you make the shayim after you've covered the bread. Alakris. There's a third reason for Zeichel Amman. There's three different reasons why you need to cover the bread. One is they shouldn't embarrass the bread. One is so that you're bringing the food the same yontif or the same Shabbos. And third reason is the Bernard is Zeichel Amman. That just like in the Mon, it was covered on top and below with dew. So we cover it below and on top. On below is the tablecloth. And on top is the challah deco, whatever you want to call it, the challah cover. Mi'at Hashem, we'll go into all these different reasons. It's going to come later, Mi'at Hashem, and how we passing about it. The first half is on the bread. Yeah, so it's on the bread. Yeah.
Versus the whole table of food.
Yeah, no, it's on the bread. Ikka meal of yontif is the bread. So, So who is this opinion? This is not what the Rashbam says. Who is the opinion of Shmuel? Is it possible? Is it possible that Shmuel made up a new opinion? If you just said you have to take away the table. If Yossi says you can continue eating. If Yehuda Shmuel says no, the halacha is not like either, you have to cover it. Who is this opinion? Who is the opinion of Shmuel? So what would you say, Rabbi Moshe Peretz? It's his own opinion. Is it possible for Shmuel to have his own opinion here? It's not possible for Shmuel to have his own opinion because Shmuel's an Amoya. Why should he be Chodik on a Yehuda and a Yossi? From his Tabas. He has to fit in, he has to plug into an opinion of Tanoi. He has to fit in with an opinion. He says to Ashbam, you know where he fits in with his Allah is like a Yossi. Allah is like a Yossi. So he's going to be braced. So come on, come on, so we pass in like Rabbi Yossi. So why did he say you have to cover it? And Shabbat Ahmed Al-Atsnikzah. He was a bit more machmish. You shouldn't continue eating like Beit himself, all he can continue eating. No. You shouldn't continue eating. Rather, if you see how you can finish a meal and make kids afterwards, says Shmuel, no. You should first make kiddush, and then finish your meal. Because if not that, Shmuel's not holding any opinion. So Brayta, Tiktoni Poyos Mapa Mekadesh, the Brayta which says Poyos Mapa Mekadesh, Loikoi, Ashtokas Achila Klal. He's not talking about when you're in the middle of a meal. Hello, the Balakadish Atov, the Lech of Hashem, the Chafkin of Maya. I have to explain what this last line of the Ashram is. There's a Brayta later on that says that at the beginning of a meal, you should cover over the bread. So that could be where Shmuel's coming from. But you see, it has to cover over the bread. But says Rashbam, no. That guy's talking about the beginning of the meal. The beginning of the meal, you should cover over the bread. But we're addressing cover the bread and then make his. But we're addressing a situation where you're in the middle of a meal. In the middle of the meal, Rabbi Yossi says, keep going. So who is this opinion that says you should stop, cover the bread and make kiddush? Who is this opinion? Says Tosfos, says Rashbam, it's Rabbi Yossi. extraordinary beauty. Just, he wants to be more machmir. He wants to be machmir on himself and say, you know what? I hold, although you're allowed to continue eating and you do not need to make birth as a Muslim, it can be the same meal. I'll be stopped, make kiddush, and go vayta after that. And that's what Rashi wants.
And then, could you put the three together as the reason why we come to the grave? Both of them are equal, as far as the marriage cover, as far as stopping, okay,
yeah.
And as far as the do, great.
Yeah.
That question about bringing out bread to the Yom Tov of the Shabbos, right. I think it's more like Rav Yossi, because I thought about this, but what is Rav thing? You're covering it over, and you're opening up and say, hey, hi Shabbat, how are you? Welcome. Watch you on Friday, I have some nice crusty bread. Yeah, happy loaf.
No.
It seems like that part of it, which is like Rabbi Yosef says, go for it, keep going. You don't have to bring up the bread. I think Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, even though you're being lachmir on Rabbi Yosef, I think my opinion covers all three of these that I'm bringing bread into Shabbat.
I'm not sure what you're trying to explain.
He said that the reason that the bread is being covered.
Yeah. Rashbam gave two reasons. Number one is because you're making kiddush on the bread, on the wine, and number two is because we have to bring the food out to cover Shabbos.
Right. And the food that I'm bringing out to cover Shabbos is...
Has already been started. Yeah. Has already been started eating. No. So what, you don't like that test?
No, I'm saying...
Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to keep going.
Right.
Rabbi Yossi says keep going, don't eat the cup. You can carry on eating. You don't need to stop at all. No.
I just find that one of the three reasons you said to cover the bread, which is to bring the bread of cover to Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right.
So I still haven't got your point. Are you trying to argue on the Rashbam?
No.
So what are you trying to do?
He is going with Rav Yossi, absolutely, which is Lomeko.
But he said you have to cover it in order to bring out the food for Shabbos.
He hasn't got the whole Rav Yossi going.
He's going to Rav Yossi because Rav Yossi said he don't need to say B'rach Lamoz, and that's why he's going to Rav Yossi. I don't know what the other reason. He's going to Rav Yossi because Rav Yossi says that you can use the same meal. Just as much as bring out now the cover Shabbos, or make Kiddush in order to have Kiddush straight away. That's the opinion of the Rashbam.
And Amar brings his own Kumra.
Yeah. That's a little bit difficult. A little bit difficult. Rabbi didn't hold the stringency, and Murray's coming around saying, you know, I think there's be a little bit more. It's a little bit of a
rough.
Rabbi didn't say that.
It's in the Gemara. I mean,
but I want to read back to you this halacha which we learned, halacha lemaisa on Erev Pesach. So halacha we learned, and tell me if it fits him in the Rashbam. The halacha said if somebody started eating a meal, Kodim Shasiris, and he stopped and his meal slept out into the night. Dinoi Kimoy Shabbos Visay Yom Tovim. The halacha is like every other Shabbos. Now every other Shabbos the halacha is if you're in the middle of the meal, like Shmuel just told us now, if you're in the middle of the meal, if you start to beheta, come Shabbos, Purim, Mapo, Mekadosh. You cover over the bread and you make kiddush. What about on Erev Pesach? Is it the same halacha? So it says the machaba, the same halacha, those that have matashir, you cover over your matashir and you continue eating. Says the machaba exactly the same halacha. So now, the order I've got is that if the Gemara beforehand says that Rav Yossi, we don't pass on Rav Yossi on Erev Pesach. We pass on Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach. If we pass on like Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach, it means you have to bench. It's a bench. Yeah. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. It's a bench. It cannot be the same meal. What's the matter like is Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmuel and Rav Yossi? It can't be the same meal or not. According to Rav Yehuda, it cannot be the same meal. You have to bench. And according to Rav Yossi, you can continue on. Now if you're going to tell me that Purim, Mapa, Mekadosh is really Rav Yossi with a little bit of a Chumrah, so can't have a Pesach, but the dinner we pass on Rav Yehuda, you just have to stop, bench, and then continue. But the Machabah doesn't pass on like that. The Machabah equates Erev Pesach with Erev Shabbos. Wow. Machabah says, there's also Erev Shabbos is good enough for his Mapa Mekadosh, so too Erev Pesach is good enough for his Mapa or Mekadosh.
It's not by the restaurant.
So my point is that this sutta doesn't fit with the Rashbam. Rashbam says that Shmuel is a b'yosi with a chumra. If it's Shmuel with a b'yosi with a chumra, then an erev Pesach from Pesach Reb Yehuda is at the bench. The Gemara said that before. The Gemara said beforehand, "Hey, halacha ke Reb Yehuda be'erev Pesach, halacha ke Reb Yehuda be'erev Shabbos." The halacha is like Reb Yehuda be'erev Pesach, meaning you have to bench on Erev Pesach. And halacha ke Reb Yehuda be'erev Shabbos means you can continue eating. So Shmuel, if you also have Yosi, so he's holding that really I hold that really you can always continue eating, doesn't mean more machmir and say praise not for Makadish for Shkoya. But on Erev Pesach, when you have machlik to Yehuda be'erev, you have to pass on Reb Yehuda, so you have to bench. That's our aura on the Shulchan Aruch. So we already see in Shulchan Aruch.
Meister with Rabbi Shimon Benjamin, Gamliel.
Yeah.
Was that Pesach or
Shabbos? No, Shabbos. Shabbos. Tom Shabbos. Right.
Pesach is a different bread. You can't eat the same bread.
Matzah Shira. Matzah Shira.
You can have Matzah Shira for Seder?
No. For Seder, you'll also need to eat. You can have Matzah Shira. You'll also have to eat Matzah this Mashiach.
If you say the bracha on Matzah for the Seder.
Right. The bracha Matzah, you'll make later on some dried. But the Matzah Shira, you can continue eating. You can have your meal, continue eating. So, okay, it's just pointing out, and this is the important aura, that the Rashbam pshat is not the only pshat. Rashbam says that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosi, just his machlok for his matzah mekadesh. If that would be the case, then on Erev Pesach la'halacha, it would be that you have to bench. Because on Erev Pesach we pass in Rabbi Yehuda. La'halacha would be you have to bench. Right? And here in Shulchan Aruch it says that Erev Pesach is also the dinner praise Ma'af and Mekadesh. It seems to imply that there's a third opinion, an opinion of someone who holds praise Ma'af and Mekadesh. The third opinion of all is Mapo or Mekadosh. Right, so that's just as an appetite for as the
and that's what Shmuel is going with?
And that's what Shmuel is going with. Right? And that's how Shulchan Aruch is passing. He's passing like some third opinion. Third opinion holds that always Poyos, Mapo, or Mekadosh.
You can't hold like Rabbi Yossi because on their Pesach we don't.
If it's because of Rabbi Yossi and if you tell me there's a third opinion, maybe we pass like a third opinion the whole time. If it's a Machalik is Rabbi Yossi, then Erev Pesach we pass Rabbi Yossi. Let's see Tosfos. El Poyos, Mapo, Mekadosh. You've come to be more machmir, not to be going to Yisrael before Kiddush. Because if you don't say that, Shmuel, Dama Kaman, this is all the Rashbam. The Bryce is actually praise Ma'apam Kaddish. The Bryce actually does say praise Ma'apam Kaddish. It's not talking about when you're in the middle of a meal, it's talking about when you are starting the meal. Elo, Babola, Hatzalecha. That is the Rashbam. It's basis of the Chinam Dochas. It's a doichik to say that. It's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary kvetch. No kvetch is Mosna?
Oh yeah.
It's a doichik. Yeah, it's a doichik.
Complain.
Yeah, you could say that. But kvetch also means to push something in.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
And here it means Chinam Dochak. Rashbam has to push something into Shmuel in order to... We begin hem toch uit. Dus Shmuel Sama, je gaat gewoon in. Shmuel holds like a third opinion. The opinion of the Chachomim. So oh, he is the Yerushalmi. Because that's why it says in the Yerushalmi. The Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. The Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Do you recognize the people here? The Yehuda b'shem Shmuel is the same Yehuda b'shem Shmuel of our Gemara. The Yehuda b'shem Shmuel zu the Yehuda v'Yosi. Our Chachomim oimim praise Mapo Mekadesh. Chachomim hold the praise Mapo Mekadesh. It's a third opinion. It's an opinion of the Chachomim. The Tzachar Zaktik says places we now have to try and work out. Kaman halacha, who's the halacha like? Even though previously we saw the halacha was like Rabbi Yosi. Over me says you must with halacha Rabbi Yechon, the Gavish Shmuel. And in Erev, whenever we have a dispute between Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, we go with Rabbi Yechon on. If so, it should be the halacha like Rabbi Yosi. If you look previously in the Gemara had two Nesenis. Who said what the halacha was? Do you remember? Which was Rabbi Yechon. So if we go with the first lashon, there Rabbi Yechon was going into the halacha Rabbi Yosi. And if it's Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, who do you go with?
Rabbi
Yochanan. On the other hand, it could be the case that was Omer ben Sechanina. And if so, we have no proof. Once the halach, we have him versus Shmuel, maybe you go with Shmuel.
Rav, throw that in there.
Rav Nami Sovele Kamon Kishmuel. Rav himself also, Rav, holds like Shmuel later on. Become a Shabbos Kavan Nashal, which we have to see that Gemara later on. So therefore, so say, I'm not sure who do we pass on. Do we pass on Rabbi Yosi, and it's every Shabbos you can keep on eating, or do we pass on Shmuel, like the Rachamim in the Yishami, that says that every Shabbos you have to stop and be praised up in the Kaddish. So say to the Avagav, to be self safeim. Even though by the Rabbanans we go, Acham Eikon, and if so, it's the state that it should be able to keep on. Hainan Dafka Bishavin, because the Omar Pei Kamen and Sevel. So that's only if you've got equal opinions. But here you've already got Rav Hold like Shmuel, and you've got Shmuel there, so you've got the Chachamim there. So Mela, it's not clear who we pass on like. So it's not clear who we pass on like, and therefore, Uloy Adel. Tosis doesn't come to Maskana. As we've already seen, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Shmuel. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Chachomim, they always post Machom Mekadosh. Being B'Shabbos, being B'Pesach, you always post Machom Mekadosh. There's a lot of Arichas in the Chonim, in the Rosh, in the Rif and the Ram on this point.
Yerushalmi doesn't mention when, like in the beginning of the meal, just as any time.
Even in the middle of the meal.
That's the difference, because
the Christ was talking about the beginning of the meal. Yeah.
There's Yerushalmi that says you cover any time.
Right. I don't want to yet go into the halacha l'maaseh yet, because I want to get to the end of the sugya. But there is a tremendous arichus in the Rishonim, how we pass him on this point. As you've seen in Shulchan Aruch, I brought him beforehand, so I mentioned it, that we pass him like Shmuel on this point. Okay, we shall stop here. Wish you all a wonderful day, and we shall meet again tomorrow.